This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, get involved in the conversation and get involved in helping us. When I say helping us, I'm talking about conservatives everywhere. Because frankly, we are getting pounded on. All right, as you heard, there's a new lawsuit against Twitter for shadow banning. We were the recipients of shadow banning. Big time. We have, I don't know if some of you know this, but we had over 40,000 of our followers wiped out on Twitter. Might even be more than that. I don't know. Tammy would know better than I. And same thing on Facebook. We've had several pages pulled down on Facebook. Now, they'll say it's because of hate speech and all this other crud, but you know the reality about it. It's like Judge Jeanine being let go or being suspended. What did she do that was actually hate speech? She didn't call for the beating on Muslims. She didn't call for that at all. She didn't say all Muslims are anti-Semites. She laid out how Representative Omar had been living her life for the last 20 years or whatever, the comments that she's made over the years, and how much she's proved that she is an anti-Semite. And that was enough for Kerry to get involved, engaged, and for Fox to back down. I mean, the only show there that I really kind of like and like to catch, but he's on just before we are, is Tucker Carlson. Because he does it. He nails it every single time. And you need to support these people. You really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So until you guys, not, when I say you, I'm talking the generic you, nobody in particular. You have got to write. You've got to let Fox know why. Why bother? I'm on a beta network right now, for lack of a better term. We should go full throttle soon. It's called America's Voice News. You can check it out at americasvoicenews.com. And they are putting together a truly good cast of characters, better way to put it, where you're going to get real solid conservative information all day. And it's video. It's like, I won't say it's like Newsmax, but similar. And we got some great people on there. So go check it out after this show. Go check out americasvoicenews.com, americasvoicenews.com. But if we don't start screaming and fighting back, again, like I said to you, not getting much traction on it, but it's easy to use and it's growing fast. Is, I think, what is it? What was that other network we were playing with? USA.like? Let me see. Or is it USA.life? I think that's it. USA.life. No. God bless. Well, it's got it right there in front of my face. Any closer would have bit me. That would have been bad and dangerous. Yeah. So it's USA.life. LIFE, USA.life, okay? Looks a lot like Facebook. You can put stuff up there. There's a lot happening on there. You check it out. I mean, worst case scenario is you don't like it, you don't have to stay with it. But it may be one of those things that we start slowly moving over to because it's becoming a real problem. Facebook is becoming a real problem. Well, it's not becoming, it always has been, to the point now where people are suing them. So let's talk about the brilliance of our founding fathers, and I do mean brilliance. Now, many of you have done your homework, or some of your homework anyway, and you know how the Electoral College works, so this is going to be very boring for you. And I'm going to, probably the second or third segment, we'll play Rick Green's take on it, which is perfect. He lays it out so even somebody with a fourth grade education can figure it out. That's, I'm telling you the truth. So, you know, when you look at this, and you look at why the electoral, you know, well, you know, people should elect a president. You are right. You are so right. We want to make sure the people elect the president. The problem with the popular vote is you've got about five states that would overwhelm the popular vote in a heartbeat. And those five states, or those five heavily lived-in metropolitan areas, have absolutely nothing in common with some of the people living, you know, look, people living in the heart of San Francisco, the heart of L.A., New York City, don't understand, don't know, and frankly, I'd even say don't care, about what your needs are in the middle of this country. Do you really believe, you know, this is the big kick I get, too. Do you really believe that some young person in San Francisco understands how the electricity gets to his or her house? You think they understand that what it takes for the truck that puts their brings their whatever snacks to the school, whatever their gummy bears, puts all that together, how much electricity that plant takes? You think they know? You think they don't know how that happens? I always love when young kids think that tomatoes grow where? At the supermarket. Do you really think the people in the middle of this country, not that the people in, again, San Francisco or L.A. aren't hard workers, don't get me wrong. But the people working with their hands, the people that have split skin, you know, hands that are sore and split in the wintertime. Why? Because they're growing food for you to eat, for you to stuff in your face. That's middle America. They deserve a vote. And I don't mean the kind of vote you're talking about. We'll hit more on that on the other side of the break. Chomas in your house. We'll be back in there talking about the Electoral College. Don't go for it.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, come inside, let me teach you how to jive.
I'll give you a minute to turn off your music. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Please get involved. Please get engaged. Seriously. And I do want you engaged and involved. All right. So, we're talking about the Electoral College. And everybody, we've got, what are we up to, 19 states or something like that? That have signed laws, and some of the people are fighting back now in those states. They have signed laws that say that the electoral votes will go to the one that gets the most popular, or the popular vote. And that's all fine, well, and dandy, and happy, happy, you know, people. As I said, it's a, we are a representative government, if that's what the people decide to do. Now, some of you will say, well, of course the people have decided to do it, Joe. When you elect, you know, a legislator, that's the people electing the legislator to go there and represent them. My question is, do you really think they're representing you when in the smaller states they're giving your electoral votes away to the popular vote? I'll tell you why I say that. Colorado, of all the states, is one of the, when it comes to electoral college, one of the smaller. So how is it that they would think that giving their vote away, and that's what you're doing, is giving your vote away, giving that vote away to the other states is an okay thing to do? Now, the, obviously, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, you would think that in the last election, you'd have Hillary for president now if it was just a popular vote. But again, I go back to say the same thing. Why do you think that Hillary Clinton didn't go to the middle of the country? Let's see if you can really be honest about this, some of you. Why do you really believe she didn't go? She didn't care. Come on, let's be, can you be honest about it? She didn't care. Was in her cup of tea, whatever the term that you want to use. Right? Come on, that's true. Because if she cared, it was her cup of tea, and she thought it would make a difference, she would have gone. But she didn't need you. She didn't need the pharma. She didn't need, listen, she talked about closing down the coal mines. Remember the dirty, nasty, stinky coal? She was going to put some of you out of business. She was going to take away your food money. I mean, come on, be honest about it. Now, why would she do that? Because she's not been to those states. She's not talked with you. She doesn't know who you are. And I'd even go as far to say, she really doesn't care. Or she would have visited you. See, the president is supposed to be the president for all the people. And that doesn't mean that one gets to let you know, I love this. I'll get the emails. The black community, Hispanic, LGBTQ. You don't get a leg up because you're a minority. You just don't do it. Everybody has an equal chance. That's what they should make sure. The president is for all the people. Now, that doesn't mean he lifts one up above another. He makes sure that we all have a fair and even opportunity to succeed. There's no guarantees of success, just an opportunity. So just, you know, again, I wish we could get back to the fairness. Oh, not the fairness doctrine, but I wish we could get back to the fairness of really understanding what the founding fathers had in mind. And I don't want to hear that they were, you know, slave owners over 200 years ago. Why should we listen to them? Because they put this experiment together. Matter of fact, those people that are complaining about them being slave owners and unjust, and you wouldn't be here. You couldn't be here. This country wouldn't have lasted under socialism. They tried it. It didn't work. You don't believe me? Look it up yourself. Communism, you want no part of. Ever. I mean, get yourself... Barack Lorry wrote a book called Communism... I mean, I'm sorry, Atheism Kills. Not atheists kill, but atheism kills. Because we always hear about the Crusades and how many people the Christians wiped out and how many people the Muslims wiped out. But when you look at what atheism has caused in death over the years, it's five times what Christian Crusades took out, what the Islamic Crusades took out. And if you think about it, I mean, look at Marx, Lenin, Hitler. Come on, let that sink in. There was no shame there. See, there's no higher power. There's nobody higher than the dictator. When you become useless in a communist or socialist world, you get pushed off to the side. You're not a productive member of society, so you get less toilet paper than the guy who needs it. You get less milk. You get less clean water. My God, I love these people thinking that if we go to socialism, everybody will have clean water. Everybody will have clean air. No. Really? There's a reality check here that our kids have lost. There's a reality check that the kids haven't had to deal with. It's wrong. It's terrible. But it's still real. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you're not getting this information at home. You're not getting this information with your professors. Because they're all for socialism. They actually believe, these well-educated people actually believe that you and I would be better off under socialism. And they don't, well, they do know. They don't understand how wrong they actually are. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including a couple things. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I've just got a whole bunch more in. You might appreciate the humor and the sarcasm. And if you order them through the website, I will, the realside.com. If you order them through that website, I will sign them before I send you one. I might even send you an extra gift. Same thing with a coffee mug. You get that through the website as well. We've got T-shirts, got all kinds of fun stuff. And, you know, just get involved, get engaged. Let your friends know about the show. Let your loved ones know about the show. Matter of fact, if you really don't like somebody, let them know about the show and tell them that you think that they'll enjoy it. You'll find out when they call you back the next day, won't you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You listen to The Real Side of the GCN Network. Don't go far. We're gonna get a real-life, easy-to-understand explanation about the Electoral College. If you don't get it after this, please don't vote. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A new poll finds half of Americans believe President Trump's the victim of a witch hunt.
The new USA Today Suffolk University poll finds that trust in special counsel Robert Mueller has eroded, and half of Americans agree with President Trump's contention that he has been the victim of a witch hunt. Support for the House of Representatives to seriously consider impeaching the president has dropped since last October by 10 percentage points to 28%. In other developments, Fox News hiring Donna Brazile, former chair of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, as a political commentator 2 years after she's fired by CNN for feeding Hillary Clinton questions about debate topics during a 2016 town hall. Her conduct at CNN revealed as part of emails exposed by WikiLeaks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Some messed up white people.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas,
we are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the crack.
And, if Beto got in so much trouble for the kind of language he used, I guess Chick Chicky Boom, I hope that's okay. Well, you know what, who did that movie, The Mask? It was Jim Carrey. He said it, so I'm sure it'll be fine. He's on the left, not a big problem. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, we've been talking about this electoral college thing. It just makes me nuts, because it's not that hard to understand, okay? It really isn't. But you have to pay attention. You got to take notes. You got to get it in your head. I'll post it up on the website later on or on the Facebook page. Just go over it and over and over. Get it down in your head because it's so simple. So simple, stupid, that if you don't get it, you need to stop voting because you don't get voting. This is Rick Green explaining truly what the Electoral College does.
There are some people out there pushing what is known as national popular vote. It would get rid of the Electoral College because they say it's just not fair. They argue that in a baseball game, for instance, whoever scores the most runs wins. But in baseball championships, there are a series of games. And to be the champion, you have to win the most games, not just score the most runs. In the World Series, for instance, most of the time, the team that scores the most runs in all seven games combined also wins the most games, but not always. Take, for instance, the famous World Series of 1960, when the Yankees scored a total of 55 runs and the Pirates scored only 27. Well, even though Mickey Mantle hit 10 home runs, 10 home runs in just seven games, and had a series batting average of 400, and even though the Yanks were able to run up lopsided scores in games 2, 3, and 6, they only won a total of 3 games. And the Pirates won 4. So when Bill Mazeroski hit that bottom of ninth walk-off home run in game 7, the Pirates were the champions. It wasn't the first time. The same thing happened to the Yankees in 1957 against the Braves, and happened again in 1964 against the Cardinals. But don't feel bad for the Yankees because you never feel bad for the Yankees, but also because it goes both ways. The Yankees won the 1962 World Series against the Giants, even though the Giants scored more overall runs. In fact, out of the 260 Major League Baseball playoff series, and that includes the World Series, the League Championships, and the Division Series, the team with the least runs in the series has still managed to win the most games 40 times. That's 15% of the time. 15% of the time, the team with the least runs wins. And that happened as recent as the 2002 and the 2003 World Series, and just last year in the American League Division Series between the Tigers and the Yankees. Now, the simple-minded will run to their mommy crying, "It's not fair! It's not fair!" But the thinking American will step back and ask, "Why is it happening this way? What's the reason for this?" Then they will discover that it's because baseball is designed to make sure that the champion isn't a team that did well against just one particular pitcher or in one particular stadium, but the champion has to be able to play well in a variety of situations. Hitting well off of multiple pitchers, playing great defense, being able to not only hit home runs, but bunt and steal bases and win the close games as well as the blowouts. That's what makes a champion. Our founders created an amazing way to accomplish the same thing in our presidential elections. America's president has to appeal to a broad range of Americans from across the fruited plain. It's not enough to be popular in the big cities and run up the score in just one or two games. You have to also be able to win enough votes in the other stadiums, or states if you will, in order to win enough games to win the whole championship, or in this case, the presidency. For instance, here you see the map of Bush-Gore in 2000. Obviously, Gore won the big cities. You can see where the blue is on the map. But Bush won the rest of the country, and the rest of the country was a better distribution of the vote. Here we have the 2004 Electoral College results, where you see Bush winning more stadiums, more states, if you will, and some of the big ones as well, and it added up to a total that was more than what Kerry got in 2004. So it was like winning 4-3 in the World Series. 2008, Barack Obama was able to do the same thing. He won more of the distribution of the votes across the country, and he won more of the actual votes. So this was one of those situations where the person that scored the most runs also won the most games. It's not a perfect system, but it is sure better than any other, and it is much, much better than the national popular vote. The Electoral College has served our nation well, and if Americans are smart, we'll keep the World Series of politics by keeping the Electoral College.
It's just that simple, right? No, come on. Think about that. You all, well, not all, but most of you baseball freaks. Football has playoffs. And I'm not a sports guy, so this was really hard for me to swallow. But some of the things that he said, if you think about it, it has to, they have to win against several kinds of pitchers, seven types of teams, several types of, you know, environments. Do you really think that, I'm going to get slapped for this one, but do you really think the Los Angeles Dodgers would do well in Boston when you have freezing temperatures for 5 days in a row while they're playing a series game? Maybe not. They're not used to that kind of situation. Where if the Red Sox came here with the scorching heat on a regular basis, they may have a problem with it. But to his point, the Electoral College makes sure, almost guarantees that the person elected will appeal to a larger, I don't say a larger audience, but will represent a larger part of the country, as you saw on the maps. The Democrats usually get the big cities, and the Republicans get the middle of the country in most cases. Now, some of you who are big on yourselves are going to talk about how, well, you know, the middle of the country is not educated, right? They cling to their Bibles, guns, and God. Ooh, that'd be a terrible thing to do, wouldn't it? But what's the problem with that? What's the problem with the basics? Look where it's gotten us in other places. I just had this argument today with somebody at lunchtime. You keep talking about how much we spend or don't spend on education. The big cities spend big bucks on education for the inner city kids, and they do worse in most cases. They do worse than the kids in the suburbs. They do worse than the kids in more rural areas. Why is that? Don't tell me it's a money thing. I'm not buying it. We're still like 40th or 42nd in the world when it comes to education. It's terrible. Shouldn't be that way. How do you fix it? Take party politics out of it. That's how you fix it. Not everything has to be union-based. Not everything, you know, has to be... Look, teachers say you can't do merit-based. I still don't understand why. If you've got a teacher and their classes are consistently failing, and when I say that, I mean the majority of their classes, the kids in the classes are doing poorly. They might have been doing better in a class before them. Might have been doing better the year before them. And this is a habit of that teacher, and you can't get that teacher to change. What makes you think it's the kid's fault? What makes you think it's the environment or the neighborhood? Could be the teacher. It's a very hard one to get some people to fess up to. Could be the teacher. If we really care about the kids, if it's really what's perfect for the kids, or best for the kids, then that's what we should be doing. We should be willing to fire people, teachers included, teachers, janitors, administrators, superintendents, if they're truly not doing what's good for the kid, for the child, for the student, whatever you prefer, whatever makes you happy. Got to stop doing that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to break. When we come back, please go up to the website. Sign up for the email blast. I think we get them working again. We'll know in a day or two. Sign up for the email blast, okay? I mean, I want you part of the conversation. I want you to know what's going on. And I want you to buy some stuff, okay? That simple. Just buy some stuff. It's what keeps us on the air. It's what keeps us cranking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. I don't know, cool down your Coke. Is that what you'd be doing? Put more ice in it? Come on back. Get a lot more talk about.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Boy, that song had a whole different meaning at the time. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged. It's nice when you're engaged. It's nice when you're paying attention. It's nice when you're part of the process. Otherwise, as I like to say, you're part of the problem, right? Really that simple. Here we've been talking about the Electoral College. I hope you guys go get information on it. No, I mean that sincerely. I hope you get information on it. I hope you get enlightened on it as to what it is. Because it really is very important that we keep that. It's not a good idea for us to dump the Electoral College. Otherwise, you want to move to Montana somewhere, you'll never, ever, ever have a say in who's president again. I guarantee that. Never. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Remember, you support guys like me and others. When you go up to their website, first of all, traffic is a big deal. Need traffic. And you get there, go to the stores. Every one of us have some kind of store on their website. And buy some of their things that you can do. I don't know. I have T-shirts, coffee mugs, books, or a book in particular. Right? That's what helps us move forward. Helps put money in our pocket. Helps pay the lights so you can actually see the show. Right? Again, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And let me know who it is. Pick somebody. Pick somebody you'd like to hear on the show. Now, some of you already sent me some that you'd like to have. I do reach out. If they don't get back to me, they don't get back to me. Not much I can do. You know, and with the election, and some of you, it's too, in your mind, it's too far out to think about an election. Actually, it's not too far out to think about an election. No, seriously. You need to start ramping up now. You need to start helping people. I see. You need to start helping to find people now that are going to run. Because some people will kick out, will show up 4 months, 5 months before the election and tell you, vote for me, I'm in. Not good. Seriously. Not good at all. So, I'm always, to put it in my Boston vernacular, I'm always beefing about how everything has to come back to sex for some reason. And it doesn't. But it seems like everything has to come back, has to have some kind of sexual connotation. No matter what it is, we have to ruin it by going down that line, right? So, apparently, J.K. Rowling is facing a lot of backlash on social media for her recent comments made about the sexuality of two of her characters. First of all, they're characters in a phony book. Anyway, for an interview in a DVD and Blu-ray feature on her film, The Crimes of, what is this, Grindelwald? Is that what it is? Grindelwald, is that the name? Close enough for government work. The writer said, come on, Dumbledore and Grindelwald may have had a sexual dimension to their relationship. She tweeted her comments out on her Twitter handle. According to the Twitter account, the author said about Dumbledore and Grindelwald that their relationship was incredibly intense. It was passionate. It was a love relationship. But as it happens in any relationship, gay or straight, or whatever label we want to put on it, one never knows really what the other person is feeling. You can't know. You can't believe you know. She went on to say, so I'm less interested in the sexual side, though I believe there was a sexual dimension to this relationship, than I am in the sense of emotions they felt for each other, which ultimately is the most fascinating thing about all human relationships. The sexual relationship was not made obvious, however, she said, which disappointed many fans. They wanted to know, why? Why do we care? These are Harry Potter books. Why do we have to have sexual scenes or sexual innuendo in a Harry Potter book? Can't we leave anything alone? Do we have to dirty everything up? Do we have to make everything about sex, sexual orientation? Right? Now, Rowling confirms that some of her characters in her books and movies are gay everywhere except in the books or the movies. I mean, heck, she could probably make stuff up. The book is all made up, right? I don't get it. Again, why are people making such a big deal out of this? A person tweeted that J.K. Rowling reappearing every 2 months to say something literally no one asked about. It's just adding to her word count. Someone else said, I love Harry Potter so much, but J.K.'s blatant and failing attempts to make Dumbledore any gayer without actually having the guts or motive to actually write it, making a character gay to to seem woke or give them the depth. You know, I've read comments like that on a regular basis. And I'm sorry, but I think it's so true. It's almost like it's a fad thing. Right? It's almost like it's to have one included in your book, in your movie, in your writing. Now, some people are sure, honestly trying to promote or support. I don't believe that in most of them, though. I really don't. And I take it back to all the things that we see going on socially in the social justice world. Like the Me Too movement. I think it's... I'm sorry. What's happened to those ladies is terrible. Don't get me wrong. But where's the Me Too movement? It was great for a period of time. Where are they? What are they doing today? Just curious. Right? Everybody who came out in support of, yeah, it's a terrible thing. Where are they today? Is it still a terrible thing? Have they donated, because most of those people had a lot of money that were talking about it, are they donating any money to a charity that deals with that? How have they strengthened it? How are they stopping it in Hollywood? Because that's where it runs rampant, right? They used to call it, what, the 50s? The casting couch. You let your brain run crazy on that one. Right, it's a casting couch. So I'm sorry, when I look at this stuff, and I look at what they're fighting, I look at what they're pushing on, when it comes out of Hollywood, I'm very, very much, yeah, okay, whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 85, write it down for later. Write down joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Let me see. When you get, you know, you get in these short periods, you don't know what to jump on. Oh, here's one. This ought to be fun. Okay, you want me to get ready to cringe? I get in trouble for that. Watch. New York mom gave birth to a 15-pound baby girl, and it was pretty violent, they say. New York mother set a record at a hospital upstate after she gave birth to a baby almost the weight of a bowling ball. That's right. Joy Buckley of Coming gave birth on Tuesday to Harper Buckley, a 15-pound, 5-ounce baby. Holy moly. I felt like I was hit by a tractor trailer, Joy told her post on Monday. It was pretty violent. She got stuck under my rib cage. The newborn was the biggest baby born at the medical center, dating back 30 years. She told a news outlet that she knew she was going to be big, but didn't anticipate a 15-pound baby. Harper was brought to the neonatal intensive care unit after her birthday so doctors could monitor her sugar and oxygen levels. While Harper was born at 15 pounds, more than 8 pounds at birth is considered high. Wow. I think I was 10. So what was that? Babies born in a large weight are often big because the parents are big or the mother has diabetes during pregnancy. The baby was somewhat of a surprise. They said that they were told that they had less than a 15% chance of becoming pregnant. What did you think it was? Weight gain all that time? Because there were other changes that take place in the body. The couple tried to get pregnant for 7 years before giving up. They decided to adopt a child in May. So I found out she was pregnant. She gave birth to an 11-pound boy. I mean, think about this. She's giving birth to big kids. And she doesn't look big. Well, she's not petite, but she's not big either. You know? I don't know. Takes guts. Anyway, 15-pound baby? I don't think so. Come on, ladies. What do you think? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, write it down. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. If you want a particular topic, a particular author, a particular person to be interviewed, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. TRS, capital TRS in the subject line, before you tell me what you want. And then that way there, I know you're not trying to sell me anything. Hey, have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid, because we want you back here tomorrow.